started. A few announcements before we get started. Please place your phones on mute until such time as you're presenting or asked to speak. When addressing the board, please announce your full name first and be sure to speak clearly. Please do not place your phone on hold. If you need to leave the call, please hang up and then dial back into the teleconference. Meeting logistics. This meeting is held in compliance with Assembly Bill 361, which allows flexibility in Brown Act teleconferencing procedures as addressed by the board under Agenda Item 1E. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting telephonically by dialing the conference line listed on the posted agenda. The public may submit written comments to the board by emailing publiccomments@crescentvalley2.org. The public may also comment telephonically during the public comments section of the meeting agenda. Reasonable accommodation will be provided for any individual with a disability. Please see the accommodations notice. As required by state law SB 126, this meeting will be audio recorded and posted on the charter school's website. Opening items. I will call this meeting of Crescent Valley Public Charter School 2 regular board meeting operated by Desert Sands Public Charter Incorporated, a California nonprofit public benefit corporation, for Monday, November 15, 2021, to order. Roll call and establishment of quorum. Mike Adams is here. Ruth Newell.
Ruth Newell here.
Marvin Smith.
Marvin Smith here.
Dana Clark.
Dana Clark here.
James Lott.
James Lott here.
We are all present and accounted for, and do have a quorum for the meeting. Item C, Pledge of Allegiance. Ruth Newell, will you please lead us in the pledge, and everyone else, please place your phones on mute.
Thank you, Mike. Please follow me to the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Ruth. Item D, staff introductions. Corporate officers.
Well, thank you, President Adams. Good afternoon. This is Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer.
Thank you, Jeff.
Good afternoon, Jerry Vincent, Corporate Officer.
Thank you, Jerry. And school staff.
Good evening. This is Shelley Haynes, Area Superintendent.
Shelley.
And good afternoon. This is Jeff Martineau, Vice President, Charter Relations.
Thank you, Jeff.
Hi, this is Jenny Boone, Learning Center Coordinator.
Thank you, Jenny. And School Legal Counsel.
Good afternoon, Bill Thompson, Legal Counsel.
Thank you, Bill. And advisors who are supporting agenda items are presenting.
Good afternoon, this is Michelle Lopez, Counsel with OLAC.
Thank you, Michelle. And any other staff who wish to introduce themselves at this time? Hearing none, we'll move on to item E, adopt resolution continuing Board of Directors authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. Mr. Martineau.
Thank you, President Adams. Assembly Bill 361 was signed by Governor Newsom on September 16, 2021, and exempts the board from certain provisions of the Ralph M. Brown Act related to teleconference meetings during states of emergency, as long as the board makes required findings as detailed in the law. Under AB 361, boards that would like to continue to meet remotely must determine by majority vote whether, as a result of the state of emergency, meeting in person would present imminent risks to the health and or safety of attendees. The required findings, which are included in the board resolution of your board packet, are as follows. The Board of Directors finds that Governor's March 4th, 2020 declaration of a state of emergency due to COVID-19 pandemic remains active, and the Board of Directors finds that due to the state of emergency, meeting in person would present imminent risks to the health or safety of attendees, and or the state of emergency continues to directly impact the ability of the members to meet safely in person due to the prevalence of the Delta variant of COVID-19 virus, the indoor setting of meeting facilities, the potential presence of unvaccinated individuals attending meetings, the potential for non-compliance with mask wearing requirements, and desire to protect the health of immunocompromised board members, staff, students, and the public. It is recommended the board acknowledge and affirm these findings by approving the reference board resolution. Are there any questions from the board?
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, may I hear a motion to approve action item 1E?
Bruce Newell, so moved.
Second, James Long.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Ruth Newell.
Ruth Newell, aye.
Marvin Smith.
Marvin Smith, aye.
Dana Clark.
Dana Clark, aye.
James Lott.
James Lott, aye.
And that passes with 5 yes votes. May I hear a motion to approve the agenda for the November 15, 2021 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors.
Marvin Smith, so moved.
Thank you.
Second, James Lott.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Ruth Newell.
Ruth Newell, aye.
Marvin Smith.
Marvin Smith, aye.
Dana Clark.
Dana Clark, aye.
James Lott.
James Lott, aye.
That passes with 5 yes votes. Item 2, public comment. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda, by dialing the teleconference line listed on the posted agenda. The time allotted for presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting. Are there any members of the public on the line at this time who would like to make comment? Were there any written comments presented to the board prior to the meeting?
Hi, this is Shelley Sands here to report there were no members of the public who submitted written comments.
Thank you, Shelley. Moving on to item 3, public hearing number 1. May I request a motion to open the public hearing?
Dana Clark, so moved.
Thank you.
Second, James Love.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Ruth Newell.
Ruth Newell, aye.
Marvin Smith.
Marvin Smith, aye.
Dana Clark.
Dana Clark, aye.
James Lott.
James Lott, aye.
That passes with 5 yes votes. The board will now hold a public hearing to solicit the recommendations and comments of members of the public regarding the revised educator effectiveness block grant plan. The public hearing is now open at 4:23 p.m. The board has allotted 15 minutes for this public hearing. Members of the public shall have 3 minutes each to address the board during this hearing. The board may extend this time upon majority vote. The board will first hear a presentation from the area superintendent, Shelley Ames.
Good evening again. For your reference, please see pages 9 through 13 in your board packet. And I'll be providing you some background on the Educator Effectiveness Block Grant, the conditions to receive the money, and then finally our plan. So the background is that Assembly Bill 130 appropriated $1.5 billion for the Educator Effectiveness Block Grant, which is Ed Code 414-80, which will be apportioned to county offices of education, school districts, charter schools, and the state special schools in an equal amount per full-time equivalent. That's our FTE, certificated staff and classified staff, F-certified in CalPEB and CBED for the 2021 school year. And I'll go into a little more of what that all means. A school district, county office of education, or charter school may spend the funds received from the 21-22 school year through the 25-26 fiscal year. The school will be funded $94,458 by the California Department of Education for the Educator Effectiveness Block Grant to be used for professional learning for teachers, administrators, paraprofessionals who work with pupils, and classified staff that interact with pupils. There are 2 conditions to receiving the funds, and the school must do both of the following. The first one is on or before December 30th of 2021, We will develop and adopt a plan delineating the expenditures of the funds apportioned, including the professional development of teachers, administrators, paraprofessionals, and our classified staff. And the plan will be presented in a public meeting, which we're doing right now, of the governing board before its adoption and in the subsequent public meeting. And the second condition is that on or before September 30th of 2026, a report detailing the expenditure information to the Department of Education, including but not limited to specific purchases made and the number of teachers, administrators, paraprofessionals, and classified staff that received professional development. And then our plan includes three key areas. And it focuses on three initiatives. The first initiative is CDE strategy number one, which is aligned to our school initiative number one, which is to increase academic learning. The focus will be on improving academic learning by providing quality and relevant instructional practices. The professional development will be fueled by accurate student growth data, and this will include coaching and mentoring of staff serving in an instructional setting, along with beginning teacher or administrator induction. Professional development topics will be organized around social-emotional learning, promoting teacher self-awareness, self-management, social awareness, relationship building, and responsible decision-making skills. The second initiative is leadership development, and we will develop and implement a leadership development program that leads to effective, standards-aligned instruction in literacy across all subject areas, including English language arts, history, or social science, science, technology, and math. And then the state strategy number four is aligned to our local initiative number three, which is to implement social-emotional learning, trauma-informed practices, suicide prevention, access to mental health services, and other approaches that improve pupil well-being, including social-emotional strategies for learning, trauma-informed practices, and overall staff and student well-being. The school reserves the right to make refinements to the above plan due to organizational changes, goals, or California state requirements. That concludes my report, and I'd be happy to answer any questions that the board may have.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, the board will now solicit recommendations and comments from members of the public on the revised Educator Effectiveness Block Grant Plan. Are there any members of the public on the conference line who wish to offer comment at this time? Hearing none, are there any members of the public who submitted written comment to the board?
Hi, this is Shelley Sands, here to report there were no members of the public who submitted written comment.
Thank you, Shelley. At this time, may I request a motion to close the public hearing?
Motion to close the hearing.
Thank you.
Bruce Newell, second.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams, aye. Ruth Newell.
Bruce Newell, aye.
Marvin Smith.
Marvin Smith, aye.
Dana Clark.
Dana Clark, aye.
Thank you. James Lott.
James Lott, aye.
And that passes with five yes votes. The public hearing is now closed at 4:28 p.m. Moving on to item four, public hearing number two. May I hear a motion to open the public hearing?
Bruce Newell, motion to open public hearing.
Thank you.
Dana Clark, second.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Ruth Newell.
Ruth Newell, aye.
Marvin Smith.
Marvin Smith, aye.
Dana Clark.
Dana Clark, aye.
James Lott.
James Lott, aye.
That passes with five yes votes. The board will now hold a public hearing to solicit the recommendations and comments of members of the public regarding the revised personalized learning policy. The public hearing is now open at 4:29 p.m. The board has allotted 15 minutes for this public hearing. Members of the public shall have 3 minutes each to address the board during this hearing. The board may extend this time upon majority vote. The board will first hear a presentation from Area Superintendent Shelley Haynes.
Thank you again. And for this section, if you'll refer to pages 15 through 22 in your board packet. For this evening's public hearing, I'm presenting a revised personalized learning policy that complies with the latest legislative mandate per Assembly Bill 167, which was signed by the governor on September 23rd of 2021. AB 167 is a follow-up bill to AB 130, which, as you may recall, is a bill that required us to revise our personalized learning policy back in July. The Assembly Bill 167 revisions are noted in your board packets in a redline version and include the following four highlights. The first is which students must be identified for tiered re-engagement strategies. And that includes all students who are not generating attendance for more than three school days, or 60% of instructional days in a school week, or 10% of the required minimum instructional time over four continuous weeks of the charter school's approved instructional calendar. It also includes students found not participatory pursuant to Ed Code 51747.5, for more than the greater of three school days or 60% of the scheduled days of synchronous instruction in a school month, as applicable by the grade span, or students who are in violation of the written agreement, which would be our master agreement, pursuant to Ed Code Section 51747G. The second highlight is, as part of the tiered re-engagement strategies, clarifying that parents or guardians must be notified within one school day of the recording of non-attendance or lack of participation. The third is the timeline for collecting master agreements for the 21-22 school year, which is no later than 30 days after the first day of instruction in an independent study program, or October 15th, whichever date comes later. And then finally, there were just some minor cleanup edits throughout the bill. Does the board or any members of the public have any questions or comments for the revised personalized learning policy? And I would be happy to take any questions that you may have.
Thank you. Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, the board will now solicit recommendations and comments from members of the public on the revised personalized learning policy. Are there any members of the public on the conference line who wish to offer comment at this time? Hearing none, are there any members of the public who submitted written comment to the board?
Hi, this is Shelley Sands, here to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comment.
Thank you. At this time, I'd like to request a motion to close the public hearing.
Ruth Newell, so moved to close the public hearing.
Thank you.
Dana Clark, second.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Ruth Newell.
Ruth Newell, aye.
Marvin Smith.
Marvin Smith, aye.
Dana Clark.
Dana Clark, aye.
James Lott.
James Lott, aye.
And that passes with five yes votes. This public hearing is closed at 4:33 p.m. Moving on to action items, number 5A. The board will be asked to approve the revised personalized learning policy. Shelley Haynes.
Thank you again. If there are no further questions, I am recommending and requesting the board's approval for the revised personalized learning policy as presented in the public hearing. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? If not, may I hear a motion to approve action item 5A?
James, I'll make a motion to approve 5A.
Thank you.
Dana Clark, second.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Ruth Newell.
Ruth Newell, aye.
Marvin Smith.
Marvin Smith, aye.
Dana Clark.
Dana Clark, aye.
James Lott.
James Lott, aye.
That passes with five yes votes. Item 6. Additional corporate officers and board members' observations and comments. Mr. Brown.
Well, thank you, President Adams. I would like to thank Area Superintendent Shelley Haynes for explaining the distribution of the grant funds in general, and explaining the revised personal learning policies that have been redlined and changed. And I really have nothing else to say Mr. President, back to you.
Thank you. Ms. Vincent?
Thank you all for your support for the students, and have a good evening.
Thank you. Any questions or comments or pronouncements from board members? Hearing none, we'll go on to item 7, closing items. Next board meeting will be December 7th, 2021 at 5:30 p.m. May I hear a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved, Ruth Newell.
Thank you.
Dana Clark, second.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Ruth Newell?
Ruth Newell, aye.
Marvin Smith?
Marvin Smith, aye.
Dana Clark?
Dana Clark, aye.
James Lott?
James Lott, aye.
That passes with 5 yes votes. We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone. Good meeting.